Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back, Rudrance, for Black and White Sports. Well, once again, here we are talking about another sudden demise of somebody that is an athlete, a very fit athlete, a young athlete at that, 19 years old. And this makes absolutely no sense. It certainly does make you raise your eyebrows and wonder what exactly is going on. We've seen so much of this. This might be like our 20th or 25th of these kind of videos. We don't know for sure, but there's been a lot of them. And like we said, we've seen them popping up more and more. We became much more attuned to them after the DeMar Hamlin situation. So publicly and vividly on Monday Night Football, when he dropped of cardiac arrest out of nowhere. And of course, the entire world was watching that, and that became a massively big deal. Now, there's been Ty Wells. He was a Arizona, University of Arizona swimmer. There was a former University of Georgia tennis player. She was young, in her early 30s. There was a Las Vegas bodybuilder slash tennis pro. He dropped out there. A bunch of athletes that make absolutely no sense whatsoever. So we got another one. This time it is a national champion boxer. 19 years old. Unbelievable. Daily Mail. He was an absolute star. Two-time national champion boxer Jude Moore, who was set to fight in Milan this week, dies suddenly, aged just 19, as tributes pour in from family and friends. Jude represented England at the EUBC Junior European Championships in 2017. The youngster won his first senior fight against the Polish national champion. He had started training at the Hodgson Boxing Academy under Sab Leo. A two-time national champion boxer has died suddenly, aged just 19, as tributes poured in from family and friends. Jude Moore, who represented England in 2017 at the EUBC Junior Championships in Romania, passed away on March 17th, his family confirmed. Moore trained at the Down End Boxing in Fish Ponds, Bristol, and was due to fight in Milan this week. He won his first senior fight against a Polish national champion shortly before his death. The youngster had recently started training at a boxing academy in Hertfordshire under the management of Sab Leo. There he is right there. And obviously he's in very good condition. Unbelievable. He was an absolute star, irreplaceable. Once you met him, you would never forget him, Jude head coach Craig Turner told BBC. The fact he came from one of the most depraved wards in Great Britain to do what he did and achieve what he did is nothing short of amazing. My God, that makes it even more tragic. It sounds like he pulled himself out of maybe some rough goings as in his childhood and in his young life, and now he's just gone. He was outstanding at everything he did, and we are devastated. He didn't burn for long, but he burned very brightly for the time he did. A GoFundMe page was created by his down-end coach to support his parents, Mark and Carla, and brothers Ethan and Bo. It reads, Jude was highly talented, supremely fit 19-year-old boxer who was tragically taken away from us March 17, 2023. His parents, Mark and Carla, and brothers Ethan and Bo currently have no answers as to what happened to this larger-than-life character. While nothing anyone can say or do will lessen the sense of...
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Lost, they and everyone else who knew Jude feels, we can show them our love and support with a donation towards the cost of the funeral that should never have been. Rest in peace, Jude. Once met, never forgotten. Your donations will be forwarded to the Down End Boxing Club account, then on to Jude's parents. And there he is right there. Obviously, this young man was in phenomenal condition. Man, this makes no sense whatsoever. You got to think he was in a really damn good cardiovascular condition, I would suspect. We are raising funds as Jude's coaches, friends, and people who love him. Jude was interviewed by BBC Radio Bristol in 2018 when he was 14 years old and said, "No matter what, my heart will always be in this sport." British middleweight champion Nick Bladwell paid tribute to Moore, tweeting, "So sad for boxing that this young talent has passed away. Jude was just 19 years old. Devastating for his family. Sudden death, no warning. Fit athlete. Rest in peace, Jude." Wow. I mean, that's absolutely unreal that we are sitting here talking about yet another young athlete that is gone just like that, suddenly. Looks like in peak physical condition. And in no way does this guy seem like he would be out of shape. We don't know exactly what happened. Certainly raises eyebrows. Certainly makes you think, what the hell is going on here? And at least wanting to remain completely aware when these kind of things happen. We're seeing it more and more. John did a video yesterday where we saw a random collapse out of nowhere to a meteorologist, and she didn't look like, she certainly wasn't an old woman by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you just got to wonder, it raises eyebrows, it makes you think, what the hell's happening here? There was also a U.S. swimmer, a young lady, that just recently also passed away. We covered her as well. I covered a Colorado young tennis player about the age of this guy. I think he might have been 19 or 20. He also died suddenly. So just absolute craziness going on. And it sounded like this kid had a very promising boxing career in his future. I mean, he evidently beat the Polish national champion. So this kid must have had some real honest skill and probably was destined to be, you know, in pro boxing. And you know, there's a lot that comes with that. Fox, pay-per-view, maybe he decides to go into MMA, fight in Bellator or UFC. There's a lot of avenues that come off when you've got a particular combat discipline, whether it's wrestling or boxing or, you know, jiu-jitsu. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Prayers go out to his family. Rest in peace, Jude. In peace, I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.